Passage I'm going to read from is from Matthew chapter 11, from verse 1. It's about John the Baptist and one of the experiences that he had just shortly before he was executed. Reading from the NIV, after Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him hear. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children, sitting in the marketplace and calling out to others, 'We played the flute for you, you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, they say, 'Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by her actions." What I'm going to do this afternoon is what we call eisegesis. You might be familiar with the word exegesis, which comes from the Greek root of bringing out something, exit. Means going out. Exegesis is when you bring out the meaning of a passage in the scriptures to teach, expository preaching. Eisegesis is the opposite. That's when we read in. Generally, it's frowned upon. It's not good always to read between the lines. But I'm going to read between the lines a bit with regards to this passage about John the Baptist. I want to draw our attention to his experience as he languished away in prison. Why was he there, and what was he facing? John was cast into prison because of his preaching. It seems that Herod, who was the king of the fourth part of the Roman province of Palestine, had taken his brother's wife, a woman by the name of Herodias, and had married her. And this, in the eyes of God's law and the eyes of John, was wrong. And John had publicly preached against what Herod had done. And because of this, he was arrested and thrown into prison by the king. Herod would, in fact, have executed John then and there, except that he feared the people, the Jews, because a lot of them counted John as being a prophet, and there would have been a political backlash if it eliminated John at that time. So John was in prison, and when he was in prison, it seems that he started to have doubts about Jesus and his ministry, who Jesus was and what he was doing. And these doubts worked against John's faith and caused him to question the person and work of Jesus. So we can join John in prison and look at the experience that he had. Because sometimes God's children pass through a similar experience as well. There are times when we experience doubts and fears. There are times when we wonder about our salvation and our faith. During these times of doubt and fear, we ask ourselves some pretty deep and searching questions. Am I really saved? Am I really secure? What if I've made a mistake? What if Jesus isn't really the way to heaven? What if the Muslims and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and all the others are right and I'm wrong? What if the Bible is not really the Word of God? What if God can't really take care of me and meet my needs? Now, most of us wouldn't admit to having such doubts like that out loud, but perhaps if we're honest with ourselves, we've faced assaults of doubt and fear, these questions. We've wondered about our faith, haven't we? When we've allowed these questions to rise in our hearts, we probably find ourselves locked into a prison like John, a prison of doubt and despair. How was John delivered from this? Jesus sent John just what he needed to persuade him of the truth. That might be where you are today. You need a message that will persuade you, that will reassure you of the truth of what you have believed, or the truth of what you can believe. So what was it that John had in this prison? What was the question he asked? Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? John had come to doubt the very person of Jesus. This is the same man who boldly proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John was that man who pointed to the Lord Jesus as the Messiah, the one who was greater than he, the one that he was unworthy to tie the lace of his shoes. But here, in this prison, he began to doubt. What he discovered was that absence does not make the heart grow fonder. Now, when John had heard in prison the works of Jesus, John was locked up. He could no longer see the Lord Jesus and his ministry. He could no longer hear what he was doing. He couldn't see the healings and the raisings from the dead and all this kind of things. He could no longer hear the Lord's voice, and he began to doubt. So he needed reassurance. But what did he do? What he did was the right thing to do. When doubts arose in John's heart, he did the right thing. He went to the only one who could answer those doubts. He sent two of his disciples to go to see Jesus himself and ask him that question. That's where help can be found in times of doubt. We need to look to the Lord. So why did he find himself locked up in this prison of doubt? There are many reasons, but here are three. First of all, discouragement. John was a man who was used to the outdoor life. He was used to wide open spaces in the desert, and now he finds himself locked away in a dungeon, away from the stars at night, away from the sun during the day. He was used to liberty, but now he finds himself in chains and fetters. And this confinement was a situation that he could not change. He could do nothing about it, and he began to entertain doubts that normally he would have just brushed off as if they were nothing. How many times have we found ourselves like that? We find ourselves in a situation that we cannot change. We can do nothing about it. We can find ourselves with a problem that we cannot solve. That's what life is like. And we can turn ourselves into a prison or into a prisoner of all of these doubts. So discouragement, affected John. Another one is disappointment. Surely John imagined after that proclamation about the Lord Jesus being the Messiah, John expected all sorts of things. He expected perhaps that Jesus himself would come and set him at liberty from the prison. After all, Jesus was the Messiah. He possessed the scepter of David. He would rule as king. Jesus could do anything. What a disappointment for John as he languished in that prison. And so he began to be discouraged and he began to doubt. Again, we probably wouldn't admit it, but when the Lord does not do what we think he should do, we too can be